welcome to the Fellowship Broadcast, the radio voice of the Fellowship Tract League. We have been printing gospel tracts since 1978. The prayers and support of God's people have enabled us to print and ship more than 5 billion gospel tracts to 200 countries and territories. Tracts are printed in 90 languages, including English and Spanish, and are offered free to anyone who requests them. The Fellowship Broadcast and the Fellowship Tract League are local church ministries of Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Our pastor is William Burroughs. He's heard every Wednesday on this program. Jesus saved, Jesus
saved. Welcome into a brand new edition of the Fellowship Broadcast on this Monday, also a brand new month. Hope you had a wonderful time celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior on yesterday. We do that every Sunday as we gather together, but especially on Easter Sunday. And so thankful that we serve a risen Savior and that we can live in the power of a risen Savior. What a glorious blessing it is. And we thank the Lord for it. And thank you for tuning in today, being a part of the Fellowship Broadcast. I know Brother DeLange is normally along with us on Mondays, but he's asked me to take the next couple of Mondays. And so we'll have Monday and Tuesdays the next couple of weeks, and we thank you for tuning in to the Fellowship Broadcast, and Lord willing, be along with you in just a little bit with some thoughts on the biblical principles and patterns of prayer out of the model prayer in Luke chapter number 11, and Lord willing, we'll probably conclude that on tomorrow, and so please stay tuned for that, but first, here's a letter from a life that has been changed by the power of a gospel tract.
I picked up this tract in a jail here at the library. I picked it up and took it back to my cell. On the back, I said the little prayer after I read the gospel tract. I was so moved and relieved inside. I know that I am now saved. Thank you all for that little gospel tract and the prayer on the back. Could you please send me some more so I can hand them out here? Thank you, from Brenda.
Hello, this is Pastor Lamar Whittemore, and on behalf of Pastor Burroughs, Brother Bruce DeLange, Brother John Brown, and all those involved with the Fellowship Tract League, I would like to tell you about something extremely special that is coming up. The 40th Annual Bread of Life Camp Meeting is going to be held May the 20th through the 23rd at the Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. The presence of the Lord has been evident in this meeting throughout the years, and we are believing the same is going to happen this year as we celebrate the 40th Annual Bread of Life Camp Meeting, May the 20th through the 23rd. We'll have some of the best Bible preaching and singing you can imagine. Preachers include Pastor James Jones, Pastor Joe Author, Pastor Eddie Wyatt, Evangelist Scott Matthews, Evangelist Buster Kinsey, and Brother Mark Rogers. It was at this meeting many years ago that God touched my heart in a special way and tendered it for the work of the Fellowship Tract League, and we believe he will do the same for you. You can find more information and even register for this meeting at breadoflifecampmeeting.com. That is breadoflifecampmeeting.com, or you can call 513-494-1075. We look forward to worshiping the Lord with you at the 40th Annual Bread of Life Camp Meeting, May the 20th through the 23rd.
You're listening to the Fellowship Broadcast, heard daily at this time. All tracts are sent free as the Lord provides. To request an English or Spanish sample packet, or to make a tax-deductible donation, contact the Fellowship Tract League at 513-494-1075, or on the web at fellowshiptractleague.org, or write to us at P.O. Box 164, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. Thank you for giving to help us reach those who have never heard the gospel.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Fellowship Broadcast today. This is Pastor Lamar Whittemore. I'm coming to you from Watertown, South Dakota. And God is, by the means of technology and things of that nature, has allowed us to be a part of the Fellowship Tract League and producing the Fellowship Broadcast. And I appreciate the honor that Brother DeLange has asked us to do the next couple of Mondays and Tuesdays. And normally we'll be on Tuesdays and bringing the Word of God and looking forward to continually being a part of what God is doing through the Fellowship Tract League and representing it here on the Fellowship Broadcast. Over the last number of weeks, we've been looking at the Lord's Prayer and looking at it from the instance of biblical patterns and principles of prayer. I am well aware that there are some who would say that this is a kingdom prayer and doesn't apply to the church. But I ask myself this question, and I believe it to be something worth asking, and that is, what do you need less of the Holy Spirit to do in your life
than will be needed in the days ahead, and when the during the tribulation period and things of that nature. And so as I think about that, I really believe that if we put these principles to practice, we'll realize that as the scripture says, that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And so God uses this model prayer that we can pattern our prayer life after and to see God work and move in our lives. And the reason that I mention that is because when we come to this passage of scripture and we come to verse number 4, he begins the prayer in verse number 2, "When you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so on earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil." And when we come to this passage of scripture, some would fall apart on it in the sense when he says, "and lead us not to temptation," and say that he's dealing with the disciples, and as they're going to be dealing with, especially coming in the tribulation period, in the days ahead, that they would be asking for a relief from that, and for his kingdom to come, and for him to do a work, and for them to no longer have to suffer. The truth is this, when we come to this passage of scripture, is that when we come to this, we can understand that he reassures us that if we cannot claim these three verses and this model prayer as a model for us to pray, then we cannot claim the promises of prayer afterwards. He tells us to ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. He gives us great illustrations concerning prayer. And if you're going to minimize verses 2, 3, and 4, then you cannot maximize what follows it. And so when we come to this truth, we can find that as we ended last week, as there are responsibilities in prayer, then not only we can find that, but there is a retreat in prayer. I believe that everything that's in me, that there is a protection and protecting hand of God in his presence. He asks the prayer, "Lead us not into temptation." We understand that all sin is preceded by temptation. Every man is drawn away when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. We can go all the way back to Genesis chapter number 3 and find that before Eve ever took the turn towards sin, she was tempted towards sin. She was allured by it. She was drawn by it. And I believe that if we'll plead with God and stay in his presence and practice the presence of God, because we could go over just 7 chapters to Luke chapter number 18 and realize that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And if we enter into every situation with a spirit and a heart of prayer, with a fervency in our life and a faithfulness in our walk, if we would do that in prayer, we can find that there is a retreat in prayer. There's protection in prayer. The scripture speaks of the word of God being a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And if we prayerfully enter in every single thing in life, I promise you, there is protection there. One of the greatest things you'll ever do in your life is to transform thoughts into prayers. Don't just be thinking about things. Pray about things. It will do a couple of things for you. One, it helps you to stay in what Luke 18 says, men ought always to pray and not to faint. But also, it removes thoughts from your life that should not be there. If you cannot pray about it, then don't think about it. If you cannot entreat the Lord about it, then don't think about it. If he's not worthy to hear of it, then why are you entertaining it in your mind? He said, "Lead us not into temptation." There is a retreat in the presence of God, and there is protection in the presence of God. There is power that is found in the presence of God that is not found anywhere else. The Lord said he is a God that he cannot look upon sin. And if we will be what we ought to be in his presence, in prayer, then we will be what we ought to be practically. Is that not what he says in Romans chapter 8 when he speaks of there? He says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." And we're able to walk after the Spirit as we enter into his presence in prayers and supplications and giving of thanks. And may the Lord help the pattern of our life to follow the pattern of Scripture. Thank you for tuning in to the broadcast today.
You have been listening to the Fellowship Broadcast. Be sure to tune in again and invite someone to listen with you. This is Bruce DeLange signing off with this thought. I'm on my way to heaven and enjoying the journey. Are you?